Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Godawari Power conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Lahoti from Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Godawari Power conference call to discuss the acquisition of Jammu Pigments, which is a metals recycling company. We have with us today Mr. B.L. Agarwal, Chairman and MD of Godawari Power, Vinay Agarwal, Dinesh Gandhi, Executive Director of Godawari Power, and they are joined by Ramesh Agarwal, who is Managing Director of Jammu Pigments. I would also highlight that the presentation was uploaded on the exchanges on 7th of December, which could be used as reference material for this call. I would like to now hand over to the management for opening remarks.
Thank you, Amit. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the call to discuss the acquisition of Jammu Pigments Limited. The press release on acquisition as well as investor presentation has already been uploaded on the stock exchange website as well as on the website of Godawari Power and Ispat Limited. I believe that you had a chance to review the same. I'll first give you brief details about the acquisition, post which we will have question-answer session. As you're all aware, JPL is a fully integrated steel company that operates across with entire steel value chain, beginning from iron ore mining to from two captive iron ore mines to production of iron ore pellets and value-added steel products. As a part of diversification into non-ferrous metal, JPL has recently ventured into a business of recycling of non-ferrous metals by signing a definitive agreement to acquire 51% stake in Jammu Pigments Limited at a cost of 255 crores on post-money valuation of 500 crores approximately on fully diluted basis. JPL has already completed acquisition of 49% stake in JPL and balance is to be acquired on compliance of certain conditions precedent to the transaction. Out of 255 crores of the acquisition cost, JPL has infused 175 crores for acquiring 35% stake in JPL by way of issue of compulsory convertible preference shares of rupees 297 each. One CCPS is convertible into one equity shares of rupees 10 each at a premium of 287 per share. Further, JPL has acquired 14% stake from JPL promoters for a cost of 79.52 crores and balance 2% shall be acquired by JPL after compliance of condition precedents. Accordingly, JPL will have 51% stake in the company and balance will continue to be held by the existing promoters. Out of 175 crores of funds infused into the JPL, 75 crores is used for acquiring remaining stake of promoters held in various group companies, associate companies, partnership firms and proprietorship firms. And the balance amount is being used for working capital and future growth plans of the company. The business in proprietorship and partnership firm is transferred to JPL and its subsidiaries on location and synergy basis. JPL will hold 100% stake in all subsidiary companies, either directly or indirectly through any of its subsidiary companies. Coming on the business of JPL, JPL is a pioneer in non-ferrous metal recycling business, refining and transforming waste to wealth. It has plant spread across Kathua in Jammu and Kashmir and Kota in Rajasthan. It is renowned for its impeccable quality standards in the field of processing and recycling and refining of non-ferrous metal. JPL is engaged in recycling of non-ferrous metal business with operations covering lead acid batteries, other secondary lead waste material and hazardous industrial waste of non-ferrous metals. The company and its subsidiaries are also equipped to process complex mixture of hazardous industrial waste to recover lead, zinc, silver, tin, copper, cadmium, cobalt, antimony, etc. JPL advanced technical expertise enable it to efficiently extract waste material from waste material, ensuring highly cost-effective operations. It has demonstrated strong financial performance in past with last 3 years revenue of 28%, EBITDA growth of 38%, and PAT growth of 48%. It has a flexible and integrated business model with multiple industrial waste and scrap being sourced across the globe, and it has adopted innovative process, hydro, pyro, and other metallurgical processes to recover the material. It has a diversified revenue stream as it recycles various metals like lead, copper, zinc, etc. JPL has also its own fleet of 90 vehicles, which is IBA and hazardous waste approved for transportation of raw material and finished products. JPL also enjoys certain tax benefits under J&K industrial policy of state government as well as central government, and also engaged in commodity hedging on AMA to mitigate the price fluctuation risk. The rationale for acquiring JPL is diversification into non-ferrous metal business through recycling of metals, which is low capex, high asset turn business. Recycling is a futuristic and emerging business. India being not importer of non-ferrous metals, we believe that green and sustainable metal is future, which will give boost to the recycling of non-ferrous metals in coming years. There will be also synergy benefits in the form of recycling of zinc residue waste left over in the process of galvanizing undertaken by GPIL at its plant in Raipur. With introduction of BWMR 2022, and this recycling industry is expected to see significant boost with reduction in informal sector recycling. JPL has a capacity of almost about 196,000 tons as per environmental approvals. The actual production capacity of plant depends on the input material, and therefore present actual volumes are lower. The company is working to optimize the improve the capitalization of plant over the period of time. JPL is also in process of expanding the existing recycling capacity and is earmarked capex of 200 crores for the same. In conclusion, I want to highlight the fact that JPL strategic acquisition of majority stake in JPL is aligned with its ESG objective, reinforcing commitments to portfolio diversification and environmental sustainability. This step enhances JPL asset base, reduces risk, offers new market opportunities, reflecting company's focus on responsible growth. We are confident this acquisition will foster sustained growth and generate substantial value for all stakeholders. With this, I conclude my opening remarks, and we can now open the floor for question answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Am I audible? Yes.
Sir, just wanted to understand, we already have a well-defined CapEx program for next 3-4 years in the ferrous side. Still, we went into an uncharted territory. So what was the thought process behind it, and how big we would like to make this non-ferrous business in future?
See, as I said in my opening remarks, recycling is a future. We are already into metal business. We are doing ferrous metal, through mining. Now, non-ferrous metal, you are aware that, it is very difficult to get the mine and venture into that kind of production. So, recycling is a future. There is a limited amount of material available on the earth, and recycling of non-ferrous metal has to go a long way. Even a lot of industrial waste is available globally, which can be processed. And therefore, we thought that this is a lucrative opportunity to venture into and diversify the business of the company. So far as the expansion plan of GPL is concerned, those expansion plans are substantially higher. What we are doing presently, out of this acquisition is we have invested 255 crore. That is hardly about 7%-8% of my total net worth and about 25% of my annual profit. The smaller investment as compared to the size of the balance sheet, the cash flow of the company and future cash flow requirement. We thought it proper that it is better to diversify the revenue stream of the company and venture into this business. This is already a profit-making company, for last couple of years. The company already has a turnover of more than 1,000 crore, EBITDA of 80-90 crore. This fits within the overall objective of GPIL, and we believe that this investment and the acquisition will go a long way in creating shareholders value.
Understood. Sir, given we don't have much experience in this business, though we have the 51% economic interest, would we will be running this business or the existing management will continue to run the business and gradually we will be taking control? How that things goes ahead?
Yes, you are right. The business will continue to be run by Ramesh Agarwal ji, the present MD of the company, who is also present in this call. It will be a joint management here on. Both of us will continue to expand and grow the business of the company. Ramesh Agarwal ji has huge experience in this industry. They have been processing the kind of material which nobody else is doing in India and maybe globally, I don't know. He has a lot of experience. We have an understanding with him. He will continue as managing director for a period of 5 years, support and grow the business of the company, and our team will also be there, and we have already joined hands with them in running the day-to-day operations of the company.
Understood, sir.
Besides this, we have right of first refusal for 49% stake he's held, he's having in the company.
Yeah. I was coming to that. Do we have the option to purchase that remaining?
Yeah, we have.
Is there any milestone or the valuation would be defined whenever you decided to purchase the remaining 49%?
No, the timeline is not decided. Valuation is not decided. It will be valued at a particular point of time, as and when he decides to offer the share.
Understood. Sir, this 200 crore CapEx in GPL, the money which you are investing, some part would go into this CapEx, or this would be entirely funded through the debt taken by the GPL and the internal accrual? How that goes ahead?
See, as I said in my opening remarks, out of 255 crore we have paid for acquisition of 51%, 175 crore we have infused in the company. Out of this 175 crore GPL is paying to the promoters for acquiring the remaining stake in all subsidiary companies as well as proprietary and partnership funds. Whatever business which was there under the part of Mittal Group is under the one umbrella of GPL, and 100 crore will be used for working capital and growth plans of GPL, plus internal accrual of GPL will be used for expansion plan. Whatever is debt required, we'll raise the appropriate amount of debt in due course of time.
Understood. Sir, just one last question on the hedging part. Since we are dealing with the high-value items like zinc and lead, basically, while extracting or from the basically scrap, you probably would not know the exact quantum of the lead and zinc, which probably would be extractable. How did you hedge basically in a forward contract in the LME so that you actually fixes up the margin and don't run into a risk of losing money?
Ramesh ji, sir, aap jawab denge question ka?
Yeah.
Aap already engaged hai iske andar. Voice clear nahi hai.
Hello.
Yeah.
Basically, we are the physical hedger, and when we purchase any material.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. We are not able to hear you clearly.
Hedge percentage. Hello.
Aapki voice clear nahi hai.
Now?
Sir, aapki voice clear nahi hai.
Is it clear now?
Haan, yes.
This is much better, sir. Yes.
Yeah. See, we are the physical hedger,
And whenever we purchase any material, we do know how much is the lead content, how much is the content of the metal in the purchase. So immediately we hedge it. And nothing we keep unhedged on our account. 100% hedging we are doing, keeping our margin intact.
Understood, sir. Understood. So that's answered most of my question. I'll come back to you if I have further question. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, Vikas.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from Manav Gogia from Yes Securities India Limited. Please go ahead. Manav, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. Very good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Dinesh, you wanted to know, like, you know, you mentioned that currently the utilization rates are quite less in terms of output. So, we are also, you know, JPL is going for capacity expansion. So, can you just give me a brief about what are the reasons behind the lower production volumes and, you know, what bottlenecks are the company, is the company currently facing?
So, see, Manav, it is like this. The capacities which we have given in our presentation is based on the whatever approvals they have. Now we are doing a detailed diligence on that and trying to find out the bottlenecks, that wherever there are bottlenecks to improve the capacity utilization, the capex will be, you know, done in that. And number two, the production in this plant. Ravesh bhai sahab, agar kuch main galat bol raha hu to aap clarify kar sakte hain. हाँ ठीक है आप जवाब दीजिए सर
बेसिकली वी आर द रिसाइक्लर एंड द मशीन कैपेसिटी इज बेस्ड ऑन द इनपुट नॉट ऑन द आउटपुट एंड आउटपुट डिपेंड्स ऑन द मेटल अवेलेबल इन द इनपुट समटाइम्स डीसी इज रिमेनिंग सेम हाउ वी आर बाइंग कंटेंट माइनस इनटू एलएसटी माइनस ट्रीटमेंट चार्ज सो वी आर गेटिंग द ट्रीटमेंट चार्जेस फुली एंड अदर इन लो क्वालिटी वी आर गेटिंग हायर ट्रीटमेंट चार्ज So it depends on the input what we are using out. So our capacities, we are running all the plants at full capacity. Not at a lower capacity. The thing is, production is not there because the input is containing lower content of the metal.
Okay, okay, sure.
And volume of the recycling is going in every day because as Mr. Gandhi mentioned in the opening remark, that next...
Sir, could you repeat the last part? I mean, your voice broke down quite a bit over there. I couldn't get you.
Hello.
I mentioned that the output depends always on the input quality material, means how much content in the input. Suppose we purchase higher input material, then its production capacity will be full. Because capacity is based on the highest possible input. And our treatment charges, how we are buying that content into LME minus treatment charges. So treatment charges is always intact with us.
Okay.
And availability is ample because the generation is increasing day by day. Consumption is increasing, that's why recycling is increasing.
See, Madhav, as the Ramesh has explained, the output depends on the quality of input material. Suppose,
yes.
You know, input material, you know, you are feeding it 100 ton into a kiln furnace and say lead is or the zinc is 20%. Then the production will be 20%, but your input capacity is 100. So, therefore the utilization, it looks like low utilization, but all plants are operating at full capacity.
Sure, that was great, very well explained. Thank you so much, sir. So just one more thing, any debottlenecking capex once, you know, taken, will be up and above the 200 crores or is it already, you know, accounted for in the 200 crores?
We have presently earmarked 200 crores. We are studying it, the entire operations of the company. And wherever we feel that there is a, you know, debottlenecking required, you know, that much of capex will be done.
Okay. So any idea on what that number could be, or are we still in the early stages?
We are in the early stage. We are in this early stage.
Manav, sir, do you have any other follow-up questions?
Any, like, you know, are we still in the early?
Sorry, Manav, come again.
Manav, sir, we are not able to hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, sir, we are not able to hear you. Could you please repeat that once again?
Hello, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to know, like, you know, for the debottleneck activities, the CapEx that you're going to be incurring, are we still in early stages of determining what the CapEx amount is going to be, or is there any ballpark figure that the company has in mind?
No, Manav, as I said, we have earmarked 200 crore for the CapEx. We are trying to find out wherever there is a debottlenecking, the decision will be taken, and if some amount is to be tweaked plus minus, then we'll do it as required in the business.
Sure, sure.
But the amount is not yet determined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Amit Lahoti from Emkay Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. So scrap procurement is a critical process in recycling business. So if you can give a breakup in terms of how much scrap you procure from OEMs, how much you import, and how much from the unorganized players in the market. If any percentage breakup that you could give will be helpful.
Ramesh?
Yes, our most of the raw materials, 95% is from smelters and primary producers of the metal. Because in the earth, like, they expect only zinc, lead, silver. But in the ore, there is a small quantity of chromium, antimony, copper, nickel, cobalt, many metals. So that left out zinc we are buying and we are processing, and first time we have done it for Hindustan Zinc in 2013, and we were processing almost 80,000 tons for them to buy and sell. And similarly, other smelters also doing the same thing. Zinc and lead and copper smelters is also doing the same. So every smelter generates this type of waste, because they only expect primary metal. Rest of the metal, either they leave it or they get it extracted from alkali unit or something like that.
Okay, and my second question is, how much EBITDA per kg the business is generating?
Normally, this big company like Hindustan, they have a fixed population system, some 10% profit or like that.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't hear clearly. If you can say it again.
We have a fixed formula to determine the profit by around 10% of the EBITDA.
Okay, 10% of the EBITDA. Okay.
Yeah.
If I could squeeze in one more question, like, could you talk about GST incentive available to the business?
GST available in the Jammu and Kashmir, it is available. Any amount paid by cash in the GST form, we are getting it. And electricity is still.
Really sorry to interrupt. Ramesh, sir, your voice is coming very feeble. If you are using the speaker mode, may I request to use the handset mode, please?
Yeah, I'm using it. Normally, in whatever GST we are paying in the cash, we are getting a refund from the government, and interest subvention of 5% on the working capital, and electricity is very cheap, 3.80 rupees per unit in the Jammu Kashmir. Like that, many benefits available in Jammu Kashmir.
So can you give some quantification in terms of amount, in crores, how much GST credit you got, for example, in FY 2024? If you can give that number.
24 in Jammu Pigments, where we have major 2-3, means almost 50% turnover we have in Jammu Kashmir. So quantum is around 35 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Josh from Dalal & Josh. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, sir. So we mentioned that the 200 crores will be the capex. So any further capex requirements for any of the plants at Jammu Pigments?
No, as of now, we have not worked out whatever we have planned, we have given in our presentation. And,
okay.
You know, we are in the process of identifying that what could be the bottleneck in terms of, you know, increasing the capacity utilization. To that extent, we will make some changes in the capex plan going forward.
Okay. And this investment does not hinder any of our organic capex plans, right?
Yes, yes. It doesn't hinder our organic, you know, growth plans.
And on the organic front, so where are we on the mining approval and the seal approval, seal plant approval?
You know, we will take those questions separately. This call is exclusively to discuss Jammu
Pigments. Okay. No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Just one question from my side. If you can quantify the in synergy by acquisition of this Jammu Pigments to GPIL?
No, you know, in terms of what quantification?
Is there any synergy by this acquisition of...
There will not be more than 150 crores of the turnover of Jammu Pigments.
That's it for.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from Nilesh Gandhi from Meta Design. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations, sir. It is a good congratulations on identifying a very rosy and sunrise sector of recyclability. As an architect and sustainable architect, I think it is the best thing to be done, and recycling is like gold of the future. Coming to that, just wanted to understand, how did we arrive at the valuation of 500 crores? And if you could just, I heard 1000 crores as turnover for pigments with an EBITDA of 90, is that correct? Or if
yes.
You could just throw light as to how did you arrive at this 500 crore valuation?
No, 500 crore valuation, there is no formula. This is with mutual discussion and negotiation.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there would be some guidelines as to how many times EBITDA or how many times turnover. What is the turnover of pigments?
The Jammu Pigments is close to about 1000 crore.
1000 crore turnover, but if the turnover is 1000 crores and EBITDA is 90 crores,
yeah.
So it is 10% EBITDA.
Yes.
8-9% EBITDA margin. And that would add so to our like.
So if you want to work out on the PE basis, it is closer to 14-15 times PE.
Okay. So on our top line, it adds, say, around, will it add 500 crores to GPIL's top line?
No, once it becomes 51%, the entire turnover will be added to GPIL turnover, EBITDA will be added to GPIL EBITDA, and after profit, there will be a minority interest calculation. So that's how the consolidation is done as per Ind AS accounting norm.
Okay. And dusra sawal ye tha, sir, ki in this business, ये जो entry barriers होता है, is it how easy it is for competition wise, it is good that we have entered now, but from the environmental norms, permissions, ये सारी चीजों में, how are we placed, how is pigments placed, and how difficult it is for competition to enter into this business?
Ramesh जी, आप देखिए question इसका answer.
Yeah, all the permissions and approvals are in place. And as far as entrance of coming to other people is very difficult because we need to process all the metals, all metals. And such a huge capacity, huge approval, it is not 1 year, 2 years running, it's a big 5-6 years. But it's almost 7 years to reach 80,000 tons. They started 5,000 tons. And at our level, we started building every plant, every facility. It took 8 years to build the 80,000. Not a small run.
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, we were losing your audio once again.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a long journey because we started in 2013 for 5,000 tons capacity in Hindustan Zinc. And we all were at a war level. It took 8 years to get 80,000 tons capacity. So like that, and not only is the one metal, it's 7-8 metals to be extracted separately, and we need to use hydro, pyro, leaching, solvent extraction, electrolysis, many, many processes are involved. Technology is also a bottleneck, big bottleneck, because all the processes are developed by us. Some are the norm art, some are the built as per requirement.
Yeah, first generation entrepreneur, sir.
Yes, sir, yes.
Very good. कोई patents होते हैं इसमें? Are there any patents possibility?
Yeah, we filed 2-3 patents and we are likely to get approval very soon.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Congratulations to entire team. Let us ride.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question relate to source of raw material. Where from you are sourcing, domestic, international, and even if domestic, then who are all supplier? Means you collect it from traders or how you collect it?
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
No audible, yes.
My question, should I repeat the question?
No, I got it. We are sourcing the material mostly from the smelter of the metals, all smelters, domestically as well as international also.
Smelter in the
metal like Hindustan, yeah, lead, zinc, copper, all the smelters.
So the supplier will be Hindustan Zinc for you?
Hindustan Zinc and like other smelters. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the composition, domestic and international?
Composition, right now it is almost 50-50.
Okay, so when it is coming from Hindustan Zinc, then the raw material will be of a standard quality, not very far from any particular quality.
No, it is a residue. So normally, always the raw material is fixed, means ore is fixed for every smelter. So that composition continues the same almost. But differ from smelter to smelter.
Okay. And second question, Dinesh, for you, whether we will be consolidating it as a JV or it will be a line-by-line consolidation?
No, it will be consolidated as JV in the same subsidiary company.
JV in the sense you will be consolidating just a profit or?
No. We will be consolidating line by line item in subsidiary company. Because this will be subsidiary of GCI, not in December quarter, but from March quarter onward, this will be consolidated line to line as a subsidiary company.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Morning, congratulations to GPIL team and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I could see from the presentation that the EBITDA is close to around 7%. So is there any range we have set to increase the EBITDA from 7 to let's say 10 to 12% and what are those process improvement we are planning for?
सर प्रोसेस इम्प्रूवमेंट होगा इसके अंदर अभी तो हम ज्यादा गाइडेंस नहीं देख सकते हैं लेकिन अगले क्वार्टर के रिजल्ट के बाद में मार्च क्वार्टर के बाद के रिजल्ट के बाद हम आपको प्रॉपर गाइडेंस देंगे
बट हम इतना जानते हैं सर, जो रमेश जी और हमारा डिस्कशन है, यहाँ से 15 से 20% का टर्नओवर एबिटा ग्रोथ आएगा ईयर टू ईयर.
ओके. द सेकेंड क्वेश्चन इज ऑन द कैपेसिटी एडिशन. ऑल्दो वी हैव मेंशन्ड फ्रॉम कैटेगरी वाइज व्हाट इज कैपेसिटी वी आर गोइंग टू ऐड, बट इसमें कुछ हमने प्रायोरिटी सेट किया है कि पहले कॉपर का काम करेंगे, जिंक का काम करेंगे, या किसका पहले करेंगे और बाद में कैपेसिटी दूसरे का बाद में बढ़ाएंगे. एंड व्हाई दिस टाइमलाइन इज फॉर 2 years. आई मीन दिस आल्सो आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई वी कैन नॉट कंप्लीट दिस कैपेसिटी एक्सपेंशन इन 12 to 14 months फ्रॉम नाउ.
सर इसके अंदर लैंड एक्विजिशन करना है, अभी कुछ एक नया प्लांट लगाना है और नए प्लांट के लिए नई जमीन चाहिए, नए अप्रूवल्स लगेंगे, तो कुछ टाइम जमीन एक्विजिशन और अप्रूवल्स वगैरह में जाएगा, तो हम इसकी वजह से थोड़ा सा टाइम ज्यादा लगेगा.
तो ये सारे एक्सपेंशन जो दिखाए है वो ब्राउन फील्ड एक्सपेंशन नहीं है, वो सारे ग्रीन फील्ड एक्सपेंशन है जो भी आपने दिखाया है?
नहीं नहीं, कुछ कुछ ब्राउन फील्ड है, वो धीरे धीरे लगते हैं. कि हमने दिया है टारगेट टाइमलाइन इज FY 2027, तो मतलब जिसके बीच बीच में चालू होते जाएंगे, जो जो यूनिट चालू होगी उसको अनाउंस करते जाएंगे.
और कोई प्रायोरिटी सेट किया है पहले कौन सा करेंगे बाद में कौन सा करेंगे?
नहीं सर, ऐसा कोई प्रायोरिटी सेट नहीं किया है, जिसका जो टाइमलाइन होगा उस हिसाब से करेंगे उसको.
ओके. एंड इफ यू आर ऑल्सो द मैनेजमेंट हैड सेड दैट द करंट कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन इज फुल, बट व्हाट वी कैन अचीव द मैक्सिमम रेवेन्यू फ्रॉम द करंट?
देखिए सर, ये नंबर देना अभी मुश्किल है. रमेश जी आप दे सकते हैं क्या कोई नंबर की जो करंट कैपेसिटी है अपनी प्लस जेपीएल 2 में जो आ रही है उससे कितना रेवेन्यू हो जाएगा?
सर एट प्रेजेंट जम्मू पिगमेंट टर्नओवर इज 1200 crores एंड वी आर एडिंग वन मोर यूनिट इन नेक्स्ट 2-3 months. आफ्टर दैट आवर वॉल्यूम फॉर पर एनम विल इंक्रीज अराउंड 400 crores. So we are sure that it will certainly go by 1,700 crores, and bottom line will also be around 125 crores EBITDA.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, the priority wise, in the priority wise, it's not like copper zinc lead plant. It's like hydro, pyro, and electrolysis like this plant. So initially we will be proposing pyro because pyro is short now. After that, we'll be going for a hydro plant and like that. So it's like it's a sweet making machine. So जैसे हलवाई की दुकान है मिठाई की, उसमें कितना मिठाई, तो उसमें रसगुल्ला भी बना सकते हो, मिठाई भी बना सकते हो, ऐसा है ये केमिकल प्रोसेस.
ओके, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. पार्टिसिपेंट्स, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन. The next question comes from Sri Krishna Agarwal, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to know this 200 crore capacity, the capex you are making only in Jammu and Kashmir or to your Rajasthan unit also? Because you have mentioned in the page 8 of your presentation that you will be getting the incentives from the Jammu Kashmir government. So is this 200 crore fully eligible for all the incentives? This is my first question. Next question is regarding the your capacity utilization. You have mentioned that the bottleneck is that the capacity is as per the input, not as per the output. So my question is then, when we are getting the raw material from the standard suppliers like Hindustan Zinc and all these things, so others must be getting from that source also. So why our revenue is much lesser than other our competitors, whereas their capacity is lesser than us? Like Pondi, they have 1,59,000 ton and the revenue is 1,616, whereas our capacity is 1,96,572 and the revenue is 1,174 only. So that is my question.
I will reply that we are planning for Rajasthan investment also. In Rajasthan also certain subsidies are available like interest subvention and the GST refund. And as regards Pondi and our competition, they are totally different line. Although one common line is the lead recycling, apart from that we are recycling all the metals, and whereas Pondi is recycling only lead, and that too from only batteries 90%. and our battery raw material is hardly 5%. 95% is the industrial residual waste. So we can compare apple to apple, not by this.
Okay. That was mentioned in the presentation. That's why I have asked it.
Not issues.
Yeah. So I have one suggestion for the company that Gravita is coming up with the QIP of 2,200 and the Pondy is coming for 980. So they have good plan to raise the fund. So my suggestion is that GPIL is a good banner under which we can raise further funds for the further expansion of the company, and it will go because GPIL is a net debt free company, and that I hope that they will maintain that status.
So you are right, but we'll deliberate. We'll take your suggestion and we'll deliberate on this whether to raise funds because we can't raise funds from the market at GPIL level. We have to raise funds and we have to raise it at GPIL level. So we'll deliberate on this issue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question. Before we take the next follow-up question, a reminder that please press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from Manav Gogia from Yes Securities India Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yes, thank you once again for the opportunity. So this one question is on the ESG front. Usually lead acid battery recycling is a dangerous process, exposing the employees' health to several diseases. I just wanted to know what precautions are taken on that front for the employees. And second, that are there any additional approvals which the company requires when it comes to processing lead as a scrap material? So if you can just give me a brief on that.
There is a SOP, standard operating procedure, laid down by Central Pollution Control Board. So accordingly, we have to provide everything to the employee. Then only they give the clearance on renewal and import permission for raw material and run the unit. So all these are in place. And every 3 months, we need to test blood test, lead content test, everything.
And so, these tests take place on a regular basis, or is it like...
Always regular basis. Every quarter, there is a prescribed validity in the operating procedure. There is a standard procedure. Every 6 months, what to do. Every 3 months, what to do. Who are exposed to the lead, they are every 3 months. Who are in office, they are in once a year, like that.
Okay. So just one question, I think this was already asked earlier. This was on the EBITDA margin front, right? Currently, we are doing roughly 7%, and as per your comments, you are targeting a 10 and then, a step-by-step growth towards doubling from out over here. Is that a fair assumption?
Doubling is not fair, I think. 7, 8 to 10 is correct. We are focusing on 10% EBITDA. That is correct. By improving the process, by improving our knowledge and this.
Barring the scrap procurement, what would be the major cost centers which this business model would, incur?
Basic cost is the fuel and electricity.
Certain chemicals, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the chemical requirement is done domestically, right?
Yeah, domestically.
Okay. So thank you so much for the time and all the very best for the future.
Thank you, Mana.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Nilesh Gandhi from Meta Design. Please go ahead.
Just one follow-up I wanted to have, which was, I was just looking at, I understand that we are, but still into the recycling business. So, jo baki ke recyclers hain, उनका 50-80% तक मार्जिन पे वो लोग काम कर रहे हैं. तो इज देयर अ पॉसिबिलिटी दैट वी ग्रेजुएट, बिकॉज अल्टीमेटली इट्स द रिसाइक्लिंग बिजनेस. तो हमें हमारा प्रोडक्ट मिक्स करके इज देयर अ चांस दैट वी रीच टू दैट लेवल्स ऑफ हायर मार्जिन, बिकॉज ये स्टैंडर्ड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग प्रोसेस हो गया 10% EBITDA. तो इज देयर अ पॉसिबिलिटी देयर?
कितना मार्जिन बता रहे हो?
सर मोर देन 50-60% मार्जिन पे, जैसे इको से इको रेको है, वो लोग कंप्यूटर पार्ट्स कंप्यूटर पेरिफेरल्स के बिजनेस में ट्रेड करते हैं, तो उनका मार्जिन सब्सटेंशियल है क्योंकि प्रोबेबल एक्सपेंडिचर्स कम है या आई डोंट नो व्हाट इट इज, बट मार्जिन रिसाइक्लिंग बिजनेस में मार्जिन ज्यादा होने चाहिए या नहीं, या केपेक्स पहले सालों में खा जाता है और फिर इवेंचुअल आता है?
नहीं, मेटल्स में तो इतना नहीं है. हो सकता है कि वो कंप्यूटर और मतलब दूसरे जो आइटम्स हैं वहाँ पे हो सकता है, जो कंपनी का आप नाम बता रहे हो, बट रिसाइकलिंग में मेटल्स में तो शायद नहीं है.
अच्छा अच्छा, ठीक है सर, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining this call. We hope that we have been able to answer all your questions. If you still have some questions, you can reach out to our investor relations team and we'll be happy to answer the same. Thank you very much, and with this we conclude this call. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone.
On behalf of Godavari Power, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.